Hello and welcome to A863. I'm Cora Beth and I thought I would make this recording because a lot of people who start A863 are very nervous. They're not quite sure what it is they've let themselves in for. For a lot of people, it's their first time studying at master's level. For a lot more people, it's actually their first time studying classics or studying classics formally. It's a long-standing interest that they've decided to take further after their degree in another subject. So this leads to a lot of insecurity and the sense that everybody else knows more than you do. Now, that really isn't the case. We get a whole variety of experience and knowledge on this course, so it doesn't really matter where you start from. The whole thing is written for people to just be able to come straight into. So don't worry about lack of previous knowledge, lack of previous experience at this level. Just jump in with both feet and follow the instructions, and they'll take you to where you need to be. So what I thought I'd do is just run through the structure of the module so that you don't get any nasty surprises. The module starts with a block that we all do together. It's all to do with sources, handling information, finding information, also to do with writing. How do you write? How do you use evidence? How do you present your evidence? How might you write differently for different audiences and in different contexts? This is something that we'll be thinking about in the TMA. You're also welcome to experiment with some different voices if you like by writing a post for my website. If you're interested in that, do get in touch with me and I'll give you some instructions. The important thing about the first block of this module is that you need to get involved with the tutor group forum. It's a required element to the first TMA. After that, we start to go our separate ways a bit. But for the first block, you really do need to get stuck in there, regardless of how comfortable you feel posting on a forum. Some people like it, some people really don't. But regardless of your own personal feelings, this is the time to give it a go. So put your usual practice to one side and jump in there. Post an introduction to yourself, respond to other people, and get the ball rolling. It's just something that we need to do for maybe 2 months, and then it tails off a bit. But in those 2 months, you want to establish a bit of a presence on the forum. Right, so that takes us through the first block. After that, we all split up a bit, because that's where you get an element of choice. After the compulsory first block, there are three blocks, of which you choose two. So the three blocks are language, archaeology, and reception. So you have to choose two out of the three. Now you can always come back to the third in the summer holiday before you go on to A864, but for the purposes of this module, you choose two of the three and you do a TMA on each of those. Right, so the language block is written for people who haven't done any Latin or Greek before. It's also suitable for people who have, because what it does is, rather than teach you the language, it talks about issues of translation. It talks about the practice of using a commentary. It talks about how you can find out about a text even when you haven't actually read it in the original. How do you go back to the original text and unpick it and find out about it? So that block, the language block, is actually tremendously useful if you want to go on to work with texts or inscriptions. It's really handy to have that behind you, to know how to access the tools of the trade, if you like. It's quite conceptually demanding. It requires you to think. It requires you to think about word choice, about ranges of meanings, about how things track from one language to another language. But it is a very, very useful thing to have done. And people who've completed it say, yes, it was hard work, but I really feel like I've learned a skill now. The archaeology block, if you've done A340, the Roman Empire course, it's kind of an extension of the same sort of approach. Really what it does is it encourages you to look at specific archaeological evidence and think how it's been interpreted, how it's been used, how those interpretations change over time, what role new techniques and new discoveries play in how interpretations change. So it's to do with how do we know what we know? How much confidence can we place in an interpretation? At what point do we have to go back and reevaluate the evidence? So if you're interested in going on to look at archaeology, at material culture, this is a very useful block to have studied. So that's the second of your three optional blocks. The third one is on reception. Now, classical reception, in other words, the use that is made of the ancient world in later culture. That's a controversial definition, but they all are. This is quite a narrow view of reception. It focuses on Greek drama. If you studied A330, Myth in the Greek and Roman Worlds, you'll find the approach quite familiar from the block on Euripides Hippolytus. In that block, you looked at how the play changed over time, how different people put a different spin on it. This block in A863 does very much the same sort of thing, but with more of a focus on modern interpretations and with specific reference to Euripides' Trojan Women, which is a very interesting play to look at, particularly in view of the modern emphasis that's come out in recent years on female voices in relation to war. Pat Barker's novel, The Silence of the Girls, has generated a great deal of media attention lately in terms of giving the women behind the epic a voice. Well, Euripides' Trojan Women very much taps into that debate. So there's a lot to get into with that, but in relation to reception as a discipline, it's very much a small case study. But if that's the area that you're interested in, if you can see yourself doing a dissertation when you get to A864 on something relating to reception, then it's very useful to have studied this because it introduces you to a lot of the key definitions, the key theories, the ways in which the concepts are used in scholarship at the moment. So those are your three optional blocks, of which you choose two. Each one has a TMA on it. The TMAs are in two parts, and they require you to do some close analysis and write a bit of a wider discussion as well. After that, there is a final chunk of material which we all study together. And then you will find yourself dealing with the EMA. Now, I very strongly recommend looking at the EMA question early in the module and starting a page of notes. The reason I suggest that is because the EMA will ask you to look at examples. Those examples can come from the module, so you may come across relevant things as you go through. Some of them should also come from your own reading. So as you read around topics, as you go through the module, you're going to want to take notes of things that you come across that could possibly be relevant to the EMA. And that leads me into one final thing that I want to say, which is the importance of reading. In terms of the TMA tasks, they're not a lot more demanding than you would see at undergraduate level. The difference really is the depth that's expected. You are expected to go outside the course, to read stuff, to do your own research, and to bring that in, because this is MA level, and you need to be showing that you've gone beyond what you would do as an undergraduate. So, it's all about the reading. Follow up the additional suggestions that are given to you in the block if you think they might be useful. Locate relevant journals online, keep track of what's going on with them, read new articles as they come out. The OU Library is excellent for this. It has a good selection of journals. Keep an eye on the books that are being published. See if you can get hold of anything in your areas of interest, whether by buying it or through libraries. This is where the Sconal scheme comes in very handy. Also through things like Google Books and material that's freely available online. Otherwise, it starts to cost you a fortune. I know this well from experience. The important thing is to keep looking and also to develop a fine sense of what is academic and what is not. I mention this because in previous years, there's been a lot of confusion about what's a good secondary source to use. Well, blogs, news articles, that sort of thing are fine to use as long as they're in combination with plenty of academic material. Published books, peer-reviewed papers in journals, that sort of thing. People have come unstuck in previous years through basing all of their research on non-peer-reviewed stuff, things that people have just put online. This is all helpful and can channel you in a particular direction. It can give you ideas. But you need to balance that out with plenty of reading articles in journals. Right, well, that gives you an outline of the structure of the course and the things that you're going to have to do, and also the choices that you're going to need to make. And I would recommend making those choices on the basis of the areas that you think you might get into later on. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to get in touch. I'm happy to help. But what I would say is the most important thing is just to relax and enjoy it. This module is all about changing the way you think, making you more critical and more precise about how you read things. And it's a lot of fun because you can see how your perceptions are changing and how your way of writing is evolving. And by the time you get to the end of the module, you'll be writing at a very different level from the level you were writing at the end of your undergraduate studies. And that's quite satisfying. So, good luck with it. Enjoy, do plenty of reading, and shout for help if you need it.